8:09, we have an emergency traffic situation. Where do we start, Andy?
Amanda, we've got crashes on both sides of the freeway, all up and down the corridor, it seems like. We'll start with northbound I-15, where you're slow from Bluffdale all the way into Salt Lake City. But we've got a crash near 53rd South, and then two of them going between 17th South and the 6th South exit downtown that are just making things a real headache getting into South Salt Lake. Getting out of it, also a problem. Southbound I-15 slow from just before 21st South down past 33rd because of a crash on the left side. Then you've got more delays waiting for you around the 215 interchange. If you're on the east side belt, traffic is backed up starting on the south end as it curves around and heads up the east bench, Eric Butler.
Right now, and we've also got a little bit of eastbound slowing on the south belt as you go from Taylorsville over towards the Murray area. This is centered around Redwood Road, and that's also basically the same kind of area where we've got problems on 54 South for eastbounders approaching Redwood Road. An accident that's occupying a couple of center lanes in the backup is almost to 2700 West. Down to Utah County, no problems on I-15. Heather?
Stop and go southbound 15 from Riverdale Road all the way down into Clearfield, and then you've got off and on delays from there all the way into downtown Salt Lake. The west side belt now slowing down as well as you leave Legacy Parkway and head south to the I-80 West split. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile devices. Schedule your repair now at batteriesplus.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.